and then use him. Or her. He didn't say anything for a long moment. He smoothed a strand of hair off her forehead and smiled. You seem so feminine. As Ray, as Sharon, and now in between. I prefer being female. But I was a Marine in World War II, a male juggler in the circus. In the 70s, I was a male astronomy graduate assistant at Harvard, a few years ahead of Jan. I graded Jan's papers when she took atmospheres of the sun and stars. Small world. Did you ever meet Jack or me before the project? No. I knew about you from the Titanic thing, of course. I was a marine biologist. As well as a marine. He shook his head in wonder. And now? The changeling pursed its lips. Let me get a glass of wine. He shifted to rise and she put a hand on his shoulder. I know where it is. She crossed to the kitchenette and felt his eyes on her, knew how she looked in the candlelight. I wanted to take more time. Wanted you to fall in love with me as Sharon. You were on the right track. She filled a crystal glass with red wine in the darkness. If he could have seen her face, he would be startled, irises the size of quarters. But I had to force the issue, I thought, because of tomorrow. You know what's happening tomorrow? Easy to guess. I know about the artifact's response, of course, as Ray. You decided to go public. I suppose to lure me out of hiding. She handed him the glass. He took it without drinking. Also to get a few million more people working on the sequence. Bigger computers. He sipped and handed the glass back to her. Why didn't you just identify yourself? You'd be a part of the project in a nanosecond, and we'd protect you from... With a jerk of his head, he indicated the people who had shot her. If you could. With the back of her fingers, she stroked the stubble on his cheek. I know human nature, darling, maybe better than you do. An outsider with almost a century of observation. You know love? I've known it a few times. I know xenophobia, too. I've been black and Asian and Hispanic in America, in the times when white people could do or say anything to you. A white prisoner on the Bataan Death March. It was a powerful lesson, being hated and feared automatically because you're different. She sipped and put the glass on the end table by the candle. There's nobody on this planet more different than me. That was the first thing the changeling had said that wasn't the truth. But it couldn't know that there was someone stranger nearby. I have the message partly figured out, she continued. Not as a Drake algorithm, certainly not as a verbal translation. It seems to be something like a song, and I think it's addressed to me. I want to go answer it. Tonight? It has to be tonight. That's why I rushed this. Russell sat up slowly. I suppose the guard would let me take you in, but then what? Most likely nothing will happen. Will you join the team then, as our resident Martian? Sure, but only you and Jack and Jan would know I wasn't sweet little Sharon from Hawaii, sleeping with the boss. He rubbed her back. The night guard is going to be either Simon or Theodore. They'd both recognize Ray. Can you become Jan? Her face, that is? Easy. 5 minutes. She got up. Russell touched her hip. Wait. Can I watch? The changeling turned. No one's ever seen me do it. Russell nodded. Okay. It sat back down, facing him. It winced, and there was a slight grinding noise as the cheekbones became more prominent and moved in closer to the nose. The chin lost its dimple and elongated. Wrinkles and laugh lines grew, and the skin under the eyes sagged. The eyes snapped from pale blue to brown. The hair grew to shoulder length and turned white, and then spread out and wove itself into a French braid. How can you do that? The hair, it isn't living tissue. I don't know how I can do any of it. She stood and spread her arms. The skin of her beautiful body rippled and faded to dead white and turned into a nylon jumpsuit. The skin on her hands grew age spots and wrinkles. He rubbed the nylon on her arm between thumb and forefinger. You can make synthetics.